My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna sugarcoat anything. I am not in a good mood. That is an awful way to get into a podcast, but I just, like, here's the thing. I had a whole nother podcast planned out. It was gonna be like a Valentine's Day podcast. First of all, if you're new here, please go listen to another podcast first because I don't want to scare. Actually, no, you came across this podcast for a reason. You're here for a reason. I always say this every podcast. If you're new here, hi. If you're returning and you're listening, hi. You're supposed to be here. You didn't stumble across this podcast. You're supposed to listen to this one, and I hope that you stay and that you can hear the words of the Lord. But long story short, I had a whole nother podcast filmed that I filmed yesterday, and I didn't really feel confident about it, but I really try not to like redo the podcast because I don't want them to come across as scripted. I want them to come across as real, and whatever I say, whatever needs to be said in that moment, whatever the Lord lays on my heart to share, I want to express that. But everything in the podcast yesterday was just so jumbled. I didn't get my thoughts out. I really did not feel confident in that podcast, but I saved it for this week just in case if like something else happened or if like, you know, time got busy. Like, I don't want to miss posting a podcast, but I also don't want to post something I don't feel confident in and that I don't want to share. And I think that this is more important to share right now. I wasn't planning on filming a podcast today. I was going to plan on filming it on Thursday, but I just finished a run. I am so upset for some reason, and I feel so weighed down, so sad. And I have all day. I felt gross all day. And I walked in after my run and I pulled out my microphone and I'm like, I need to film this. And it really stinks that I'm not able to sit here and be this like super chipper, like happy Abby that I genuinely am and I know I am, but like that's not life. And this whole podcast is about the realness and the transitions of lives, the life, the ups and the downs. And if you don't see me at my chipper, if you see me at my chipper bubbly side all the time, then what's the point of this podcast? I can sit here and talk about the hard times, and I am comfortable with sharing those hard times, but there's nothing like actually experiencing a hard time and sharing that with people. And honestly, it's really scary to sit here and to talk about literally a feeling of sadness that I'm feeling in this very exact moment, but we're gonna walk through it together. We're gonna figure it out together, and that's what this is for, and so I'm sharing it. And yeah, so usually in the podcast I'll do like life updates and you know, this, that, and the other, but I just need to talk. I want to talk, and I want to turn to the Lord, talk to Jesus, pray. So I'm gonna make this podcast a little bit different. I literally have absolutely no plan. Did not think about this one bit, literally 5 minutes ago. As I walked in the door, pulled out my microphone, decided I was going to do this. Like, I have no idea how this is going to go. It's literally Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh. It's Valentine's. All right. So I'm going to walk you guys through. This is just not going to be a very structured podcast, but like, it's real, it's raw, and it's the feelings that I'm feeling right now. And honestly, you know that like sometimes when you just feel gross and sad and you just don't know why. And yeah, that's me right now. And so I'm sharing it. Hi, if you've ever experienced that, it's normal. Anyways, let's walk through the feelings first and then walk through whatever we need to walk through. Yes, it started yesterday. I was fine in the morning, like church. I love Sundays. Like today's a Monday. I love Sundays. They're my favorite because I get to spend so much time at the church. And I just get back from the church and this feeling of just like anxiety, just like overcomes me. I had to go see 4 shows yesterday, which everyone in the musical theater program had to, but it's a lot. And I knew I couldn't handle it. I've been to every show. I've seen every show. There were some days where we had more than 4 shows, but for some reason yesterday, I just couldn't get myself to see all 4. So I'm really sorry for the 2 that I missed. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't. There was some sort of like feeling that I had. I didn't explain it. And side note, right now I'm trying to put on some weight so that I can get my period back. Everyone knows that I've shared it. So this might have a lot to do with like hormones and things that I don't know about or haven't experienced in a long time. I haven't really like experienced mood swings and all that because like my hormones have been off and all this stuff. So who knows what medical stuff plays into this, but the emotional side, you can't really like, I mean, yeah, mood swings and medical stuff and all that, but like it does play into your emotions and that affects who you are in that moment, in that time, and how you interact with other people. And so, I mean, as medical as it gets, it also is an emotional thing that can affect your spiritual life. So going back, it started yesterday, and then I just felt off, and I felt gross, and I felt not confident in my body because I can feel it changing, and I can feel a change in my physique, in my energy level, which is good because I'm having more energy, but I'm feeling change, and I underestimated how that would affect me. I want to get better. Like I want to have my body be back to normal so that I can be healthy, but I didn't take into consideration how like physically it would make me feel emotionally. I mean, except for right now, but like emotionally, I've been feeling great, like the happiest I've ever been. But physically, putting on weight is, in a way, can make you feel very not confident in your body when you have lived a certain way for so long. And so that kind of is where it stemmed from. And I got back from the final show, and I mean, I'm going to be totally honest with you guys. Like, y'all know my history in this, but like, I didn't want to eat. And I hadn't felt like that since October. So that was kind of scary. And I knew it was the devil. And I said in my head, I was like, okay, this is a very impressionable moment. If I fall back into old habits, it's going to lead me down a path I don't want to go into. This is a moment that really, really matters. So I forced myself to eat. Now, not intense, not this huge big meal, like whatever. Honestly, it wasn't very nutritious. I had 2 cookies and some sprinkles and like a chocolate covered pretzel or something, but it was I also have to log my food, which is another like thing, so I know everything that I'm eating. But anyways, I ate, and I was very proud of myself for doing that because it was the first time that I had almost listened to that other voice in my head and like considered going back after so long of working so hard, of literally preaching a whole podcast saying how much happier I am not listening to that voice. I still was like, can even considering it after preaching how good the Lord is in how he saved me from such an awful experience in my life. And yet the devil can just get you at your lowest. And he knew yesterday I wasn't feeling confident. So he knew my weakness and he used it. And so, it started yesterday. And then today has been okay, like off and on. I woke up this morning early because I genuinely wanted to just like get an early start to the morning, but it kind of brought me back because I used to wake up really early, like back in October when things were really hard. And so I was just scared because I was like, is this normal, or is this going back into old ways? Or, you know, it's like revisiting a pattern during a time that I was not myself. And I I don't regret waking up early and getting my God time in early and going to the gym in the morning and starting my day off early. I actually feel really great. Now, will I make a habit of it? No, because I can see it becoming obsessive. But I kind of just sat there and I was like, Satan, you're not going to win. Like, if this is what I want to do, like, the Lord is in control of my life, not you. So you can't make me feel guilty for what I'm doing. And then I cracked open my Bible and I got to studying. I couldn't focus on my Bible time. I went to class. It was fine. Like, I hung out with my roommates, but like, I didn't really like invest in conversation. Like, my head was just other, like, I don't even know where my head was, but my head was just in other places. And then my 11 o'clock class was good. My 12 o'clock tab class was just, I don't even know how to explain it. It's tap, and so we have this big mirror, and you just stare at yourself and look at yourself for an hour, and I experienced this, like, literally, not every day, but a lot of the days in tap, in ballet last semester, because you're looking at yourself in a mirror in a little leotard, and you're literally studying how your body looks in different formations. Obviously, that's going to bring some sort of like insecurity in your body, but I hadn't experienced it in tap before. And today I just felt so not confident, and it's okay, but it's not a good feeling. And I caught myself just almost disassociating from like the class that I was in and the love learning experience that I'm so lucky to be able to be experiencing, because I was worried about what my body looked like in that moment. And it sucked. And it affected my mood. It affected how I interacted with other people. And, you know, other people probably didn't notice, but like, I did, and it's not a good feeling. I went to my next class. I was fine, got my mind off of it. And then, you know, I was hungry. So I ate. I mean, today's just been a struggle just to like stay on a schedule. And I think I need something to just like spice it up or like get out of the routine almost. Things are starting to just settle in and get, you know, kind of just normal. And that's good. It's not a bad thing, but it's just kind of like on the days when it's hard, sometimes you have to work a little extra hard to make something special to kind of bring yourself out of it. And like, you have the Lord, and you turn to the Lord, and you should turn to the Lord every day in the good and the bad. But he also gives us experiences to be able to relight a fire or to bring some joy, or like he gives us interests so that we have things that we enjoy. And so I kind of just like, I need something to like liven this up. Like, I don't know. I just feel so out of it. And so I got back to my dorm. I sat there for a little bit. I went on a run. And I just, like, I don't know what it was. Like, I ran. And I just, like, started crying. And I don't know why. I just did. I just feel not confident. And, I mean, the run was great. Like, I was killing it. I was going fast. But I just felt so out of it, and I don't know, like, emotionally, I just felt out of it. And I called my mom, and my mom didn't answer, and I talked to my boyfriend about things like this, but, you know, it's almost like sometimes you just need some, like, time to yourself to just, like, think before you present your feelings to someone else not in your family. And so I felt like after my run, like, I just couldn't talk to my friends. I couldn't talk to my boyfriend. I couldn't talk to, you know, whoever. And the one person I wanted to talk to didn't answer, which this isn't me like placing blame. This isn't me like calling anyone out, taking a jab at anyone. And this isn't me saying my problems should be handled by other people at all. My problems are my problems. God gives us people to help us through. And the Bible says it's not good to be alone when you're sad. But I have the power to turn to the Lord in situations like this and to be able to handle this. And so, yeah, I did feel a little bit of anger when my mom didn't answer, because I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, she's my mom. Like, she should answer. there's a multitude of so many different reasons of why she didn't answer. But it was just bad timing because that's when I really needed to talk. And yeah, so I just stopped after my run and I just had this overwhelming feeling of emotion, not even the unconfidence at this point. That's where it started, but just bleh. Like, just why do I feel like this? And why am I allowing Satan to change my thoughts on how I feel about myself, how I feel about my day, how I feel about school, how I feel about life, my schedule? And I'm saying all this to share with you real moments of life, but also to say, from the outside looking in, like, it's Valentine's Day. I have Valentine's plans with a great group of girls, and then after I'm going to spend it with my boyfriend, and classes were great, and I've had time to study, I've worked out, I've run, I've been able to talk to my roommates. Like, everything me saying to you right now can come across on surface level as amazing. And yet today has been such a hard day, and I've just described my day to you, and someone else looking in can say, wow, that, like, she has her life together. But I struggled today, and it's okay to say that. It's okay to say that you're struggling. Honestly, I encourage it, because the moment that we start sharing our downfalls is the moment that other people see the vulnerability inside of us and see the realness. That's when we start creating bonds. That's when we start growth. That's when growth happens. That's when people realize, like, oh my gosh, I don't have to have it all figured out. No, you don't. The Lord has it figured out. And I wish that in the moments when I'm feeling doubt creeping in and I'm letting the devil get into my head, that I could just look at myself and say, girl, what are you doing? Take your own advice. Like, it's so easy for me to sit here and say, like, during the hard times, like, no, the Lord is preparing you. Yes, 100%. I will worship in the times when I feel sad. I'm worshiping now. I'm thanking the Lord for this time because it's producing a podcast, because it's producing growth within myself, because it's producing things for me to share with other people, ways to connect, because it allowed me to sit after my run and listen to worship music for 20 minutes and just be in the presence of God and fill me up when I needed my cup to be filled. But I'm not going to sit here and say that it's enjoyable and it's easy. And I'm not going to sit here and say that it's my very first thought to turn to the Lord in times of struggle. It should be, but is it? No. I hate saying that. I dislike saying that. I'm trying to stop saying hate, but, like, whatever. I really dislike saying that because you're listening to a podcast about Christian faith and the Christianly answer, the church answer, is to sit here and say, oh, I pray first always. I mean, I try. I think I'm getting better at it, but I'm human and I'm sinful and I'm not good and I turn to worldly things. I would be lying if I told you that when I experience hard things, my first thought is to read the Bible. It's not. My first thought is to go on a run. And that's something I'm trying to change, because running is not an idol. The Lord is the only idol that we should have in our life. My phone, that's another big one. TikTok. I compare myself to girls on TikTok, girls on Instagram all the time. I have today. And I usually don't. I'm going to be 100% on. I'm 100% honest with you guys always. I usually don't. But today I did, and it definitely has played into it. I think that when we start to feel out of it, or we have those days where we just don't feel ourselves and we just don't feel great, it's very easy for us to go back to these material, temporary fixes that we think will heal us, and they might in the moment, but in long term they won't. So yeah, maybe looking at my phone will help me disassociate from society, from reality for a little bit, and make me forget about my problems, but then it's just going to make me compare myself more. It's just going to make me feel worse about myself. And it's hard. It's really hard to break that habit of comparison. And I also think social media is a great way to spread positivity, but it's not something that we should turn to when we're experiencing trouble. we should turn to the Lord. And that's not necessarily even opening your Bible. Now, I think you should read your Bible every day. Start your day with the Word. That's how you're able to fight your battles and prepare for what's to come. Example, a hard day like I'm having today. But that also can come in the form of spending time with life-giving friends, listening to worship music, which is what I did, reading a book, sitting still in the presence of God, meditating, laying there, praying, writing your thoughts, journaling, writing to the Lord. I write my prayers down to God, drawing pictures, cleaning. All of these things can be used as acts of worship. Dance. I really wanted to go dance after my run, but I knew I didn't need to because it was too much movement for me. But dance is a really big one for me. Whenever I'm feeling out of it and I need a way to connect to the Lord, I'll turn on worship music and just dance and just move in. Who even knows what it looks like, honestly, but I'm just dancing. But yeah, today I did something I've never done before, and I just laid on the floor, and I, like, literally outside, and people were walking by, and I just started playing my favorite worship songs. I sang them, and I just raised my hands, and I didn't care who saw, and I just did it, and honestly, it was great. And it was a moment that, as silly as it sounds, I'll never forget, because when I felt really low, I praised the Lord, and that just makes Satan so angry. And he's not gonna win. As hard as the hard times are, the Lord is better, always. I mean, you can even hear it in my voice. I just don't sound like myself. I just sound out of it. Like, I just am out of it. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you came onto this podcast for an encouraging word, because, and hopefully this does encourage you in some way to know that hard days are normal. But this also can, I don't want to sit here and, like, just lie and be like, oh yeah, every day is great. But I also want you to be happy and leave here happy. So let's flip the switch. You know how I feel, and you know some positive tactics on things to do when you feel like that. I encourage you to tell your friends. I encourage you to tell someone, talk to someone. These are very pivotal moments that, like, after this podcast, I'm gonna go talk to my friends and just tell them what's up, because the moments when you want to push people out, if you invite people in and share what you're going through, those are the moments that the breakthroughs are going to happen. Although you may not want to tell people, you need to tell people. And there's so many scriptures backing that up, of just expressing how, like, we are not meant to be alone. Literally in the very beginning, two is better than one. God created Adam and then said, it's not good that he's alone. He needs someone. And then there was Eve. You know what I mean? Like, we are made, literally made, to be in community with one another. So the moment you start sharing your hardships and stop keeping them bottled up, the moment breakthrough is going to happen. And that's something I resort to, is just keeping things bottled up, because I think, oh, like, I'm people know me as the happy podcast girl. Like, yeah, they do, but I'm real, and I'm a human, and I'm not a robot, and I have feelings just like everybody else. And it doesn't make me any better than anyone if I don't have a hard day. If anything, people aren't gonna trust me as much. People aren't gonna be able to relate as much. People are gonna, I don't know, XYZ. I mean, I know I would feel like that. But there's something beautiful about sharing your hurt. Not only does it, whoa, I just heard something. Anyways, not only does it help you, but it also helps other people. Your hurt can help people, just as people can help your hurt. Oh, I'm literally getting a call. I'm getting a call from my boyfriend. Little does he know I'm filming a podcast right now. Hi, Peter. Let me say that again. Your hurt can help people just as people can help your hurt. Plain and simple. Yeah. I'm going to gather some scriptures real quick to read. And then I want to close in prayer. And it's going to be a long prayer. And it's going to be a real prayer. And it's going to be a very vulnerable, open prayer. But I think that's what's needed right now. Okay, so it's as simple as this. I'm not some scholarly, like, know the Bible in and out. I literally looked up Bible verses to pick you up when you're feeling down and clicked on the first one. So let's see what it says. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Love that one. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I love that one. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 9:9. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And the list just keeps going on and on and on and on. I encourage you to look into the word. Find those verses that help strengthen you and hold on to those, cling tight to those. Mine has always been the Philippians verse. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Just makes me feel good. So I'm going to close this in prayer and then we'll be on our way. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for allowing me to come on here and to be open and real. And I really, really pray that this podcast helps someone. And I know I'm not chipper, and I know I'm not really bubbly right now, and I know I'm not what people have known me to be on this podcast, but this is something that needs to be shared. And I thank you for allowing me to share that, Lord. I pray that what I said helps people. I pray that what I said comes across scripturally and through a Christian lens, because I don't want to sit here and just preach secular advice. I want to preach spiritual advice. I want to preach what you are sharing in my heart, Lord. And I pray that I thank you. I thank you that you gave me this hard time today, because I know it's going to produce something great out of it. I know it's going to be used to prepare me, to strengthen me, and it's going to be used to strengthen others as well, others that I encounter today, tomorrow, in the future, my children, if I have dead babies, the people that I'm involved with. Lord, today was so hard, and I don't know why, and the devil is just coming at me. Please give me the strength to be able to turn to you first in those times of trouble, and help me come to you first. Help you be my first thought when hardships come. Lord, I want my mind to be transformed. I want my heart to be transformed. Please train me. Please help me get into your word. Help me find new verses, new words, I guess, like, takes on verses, new understanding of verses. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. I thank you for how gracious you are, even when I start to listen to evil. I thank you for always being there, cheering me on, wanting to be my best friend. How great you are. I'm so lucky, Lord. And I thank you for today. I praise you for today. Honestly, today was great. Emotionally, it was hard, but I wouldn't trade it, because
I get to have moments like this with you, and in the hardship comes growth between a relationship of a father and a child. So I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Wow. Well, do I just feel so much better after talking to my father. Wow.
Is it? Okay, wait, what? Isn't that actually crazy? I promise I did not just like I'm not like pulling out my acting skills. Like, I just feel so filled up. Satan is not going to win, people. Satan is not going to win, ever. Run to the Father. Like the song says, run to the Father. Fall into something.
Run to the Father. My heart needs a surgeon. My soul found a friend. So I'll run to the Father again and again.
Okay, literally though, the end, I run to the Father again and again and again and again. It's because we're human and we're dumb and we question him and we think that we can do it on our own and we can't. Example today. And that just goes to show that even someone who I consider myself as a very spiritual person, I like to think that I'm a strong Christian, but gosh darn, that doesn't mean I have it all figured out, and that doesn't mean I don't doubt God.
Example, if you listen to the podcast, that's the example. Anyways, wow, what a great day. Valentine's Day is great. Everyone go have a great day of love. And I really am truly grateful for all of you guys for listening and for being a safe space for me to share when I'm going through a hard time. But man, the power of prayer. I feel like we just kind of all experienced the power of prayer together, because I feel rejuvenated. And I feel on fire for Jesus. I want to go tell everyone about him. On that note, I'm going to leave you guys with my Valentine's Day, because today is Valentine's Day. You'll be hearing this on Friday, but today is Valentine's Day. And I'm going to share with you my best pickup line. Are you a fart? Because you blew me away. Bow, chicka, bow, wow. And on that note, Jesus loves you and I love you. So glad you could be here. Thank you for listening, and thank you for who you are and all that you do. If you're going through a hard time, power of prayer. I love you all. Jesus loves you. And that's life.